Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Bradley George in for Ricky Bevington. A German shipping company is creating hundreds of jobs in Gwinnett County in the coming years. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on today's economic development announcement and others made this year.
A Korean battery maker is investing $1.7 billion near Athens. Purdue Farms is expanding in Houston County. Norfolk Southern is moving its headquarters to Atlanta. Tuesday, Governor Nathan Deal announced another big development with shipping giant Hapag-Lloyd expanding a service center and adding 300 jobs. Deal said jobs are being created at a steady pace across the state.
Over the last 18 months, our Department of Economic Development has announced the creation of almost 2,000 jobs in Gwinnett County.
The Georgia Department of Economic Development says companies have made more than $5.5 billion in new investments across the state since July of last year. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
New research shows there's an urban-rural divide in the lifespan of Georgians, but where you fall on that divide depends on your race, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Data from the National Center for Health Statistics, analyzed by the Associated Press, looks at life expectancy across census tracts, painting a neighborhood picture of how long we live. The worst life expectancies for Georgians are found in majority black neighborhoods in cities, like the Houston Avenue neighborhood of Macon, where people live on average to 63 years. That's 14 years less than the national average. Where are the longest lives? The majority white Vinings area of Cobb County, where people live on average to the age of 86. That's a 23-year spread. The shortest lives for white Georgians are in rural areas, but they're an average of 3 years longer than the shortest lives for black Georgians. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The first of two funeral services were held today for Edgar Flores. He's the DeKalb County police officer killed during a traffic stop last week. Today's service was at All Saints Catholic Church in Dunwoody. Mourners call the 24-year-old Flores a selfless hero who cared about his family and equality. Investigators say Flores was shot multiple times by a man who fled a traffic stop near I-20 last Thursday morning. That man was later killed by SWAT officers. I'm Bradley George, GPB News.